Are you ready?
Yes. I hope this isn't going to be in the potty.
This part?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It would be kind of fun to keep it in there.
We'll just start it with the deep breathing. Because it doesn't even have an intro, this one. Like, the intro comes later. So
That's true.
It's straight into the deep breathing.
Straight into awkward.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Right. Well, admit him.
All right. Let's do it.
Admit him.
Admit. Oh, I just knocked the table.
There goes the table. The table is on the floor.
No.
Hello.
Hello.
We're not.
There we go.
Hey.
There we go.
There's always some audio issues at the start of any Zoom chat.
It mutes you by default.
I see. Well, that's that's okay. It's part of what makes the intro of any Zoom chat fun.
Yes,
the working awkward, out the like, audio.
Yes, it is.
But thank you so much for joining us today,
welcome.
Jack. Appreciate you, man. Have you done a lot of potties before?
I've done two, I think.
Hey, look at you. Oh, nice.
Podcast pro.
Yeah. We tend to do a lot of we tend to take a lot of people's podcast virginities. So,
yes.
But you're experienced, so it's going to be good.
It'll be a less fumbling around.
Exactly, right? Yeah, that's
probably
it.
Not.
Probably
on this
still.
This podcast, there's still a lot
there's
of
still
fumbling,
a sufficient amount of fumbling.
Nice and fun.
Yeah.
We tend to kick these off with an embarrassing story. Do you have an embarrassing story to share with the class?
Yeah.
Oh,
putting you on the spot.
not really.
Oh, that is very loud. You turned me up.
I turned
so
you
loud.
I'm trying to turn myself up.
That is still me, honey. Oh my lord.
How are they both you? This is me.
I am three.
Sorry.
There's the fumbling.
There it is. There we go. We're happy now.
Well, I have an embarrassing story.
All right, we'll kick it off with your
podcast
story.
Our other podcast, actually.
Oh yes.
This is what my dad put forward. He just listened to the podcast that just went out, and he's like, "You should tell that on your embarrassing story." I'm like, "All right,
yep, okay."
But we were filming a podcast or recording a podcast.
Yep.
And when we're at home, I record on my laptop for because the camera.
Yes.
You need cameras.
You don't have a webcam.
So I'm sitting there recording, and we're in the middle of I'm pretty sure it was like some deep.
I think it was a bit of D&M type, deep and meaningful
and it's
situation.
All serious, and it's all great. And I'd wait for a break in the conversation. I quickly sip in. My laptop's about to die. I had to run away from the podcast.
You just see Keely like
scurry off, like panic. I could feel my heartbeat. I was sitting there like, oh my god,
it's
if this
happen.
Cancels, like if my laptop dies mid podcast, it's going to be extra embarrassing.
So
I awkwardly ran. Had to find my charger and quickly
scurried away like a little crab.
Yeah, and now there's a joke about me having a flat battery YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So come in 2020 soon.
Is the idea of the flat battery YouTube channel that all the content you make it on your laptop with a dying battery, and so it's kind
of
like...
I like the sound
with
of
each
that, though.
With each thing, it's like, who knows when the video's going to end?
It's just going to end.
It's just going to end. The battery's going to die.
Diamonds are made under pressure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
There it is.
There's your little tagline.
Yeah. There you go. That's fantastic.
Thank you for that collaborative on that channel.
All right, well,
I think Jack will
it.
Have to take a portion of your earnings
now. Yeah, I will. I'll make sure to send you at least 10% of my 30 cents I get a year.
That's right.
Oh, perfect. Get that ad revenue.
You can get like a curly whirly or something, I think. I don't know. Are they too expensive now?
My favorite.
I think they're 70 cents now.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Inflation.
Yeah, it's crippling. Welcome to Laid Later Save, episode number 15. We're
well
teenagers.
Into high school now.
Yeah, let's go. Like year 10, I think.
Year 10. Oh my
Is
gosh.
Year 10?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Well, welcome to year 10, everybody. I am one of your hosts, King of Climb, a.k.a. Keely. I am also joined by my co-host, Slime Sasquatch Sarah.
I love Slime Sasquatch.
It is a good one. And a very special guest today, official guest Michael number 9, Jumping Wet Patch, a.k.a. Jack Buzzer. Welcome.
It's So that is your Fall Guys name.
That what it is?
You're welcome, everyone.
Awesome.
Lovely.
Perfect name.
Now you have to change your gamer tag.
Yeah. So
I do.
Yeah.
There goes $10 changing your gamer tag.
That's
there
it.
You go.
You got to do it. When you get one that good, you got to do
it. You can't not.
Exactly.
You just can't not. Well, welcome, Jack. How are you doing?
Yeah,
how was pretty
your day?
Good. Pretty good. I woke up reasonably early.
Hey.
I say it was like 10 a.m., so earlier than usual.
Yeah. Yep.
Still sleeping.
Got some TikToks done, and then now I'm here.
Nice. Very nice. Oh, yeah, I do think I recall seeing a tweet from you once or someone once talking about how, like, if you're awake before midday, it's like, whoa. And I miss that life. I truly do.
It was a good time.
Good times.
8:30 grind.
Yes, it's not fun. Okay, before we go any further, I want to ask a little bit about your TikToks because I enjoy them a lot. But are they really awkward to film?
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel like they would be real. Like, they're cool once it's all edited together and the sound is there. And but I'm like, when you're just sitting by yourself, you're just like talking to no one. Yeah. Like, it would just be so awkward.
I think the most awkward part is the delay. I have to wait.
Yes.
Like, but then because I record the audio separate. So I recorded like the voiceovers. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of like, in my head, like trying to think of the line. Yeah. Like, while I look down, I'm like, is that enough time? And then sometimes it's just not enough time. I have to go refilm the whole thing. But it's the worst when someone walks in.
Yeah, of course.
Like, one time I just had a blank and I forgot to mute my mic on Discord. So I was talking, to someone on Discord.
Yep.
And my brother walked in. It's about 1 a.m. when I was filming this. Yeah. My brother walks in. So I go, Jack, what?
Oh.
Damn, my friend. And my brother's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm filming. What do you
look like, dude?
Oh, and it was just a disaster.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, it's very awkward to film.
Yeah, yeah. They come out really great, but it makes me think of, it's very like Dora Explorer. You know how Dora's like, what do you think? And then she just stands there awkwardly and waits. I'm like, yeah, I imagine it must be a bit awkward. Because at least when you're like live streaming or something, it's like you're still sort of talking to yourself, but you're talking to the chat. Like, it does feel like there's a bit more back and forth. But yeah, recording those, I'm always like, oh, they must be really fun to film because you're just like, I'll just wait awkwardly. So do you want to tell the people a bit about yourself and what kind of content you do if they somehow have not heard of you?
So my name is Jack. I was a stand-up comedian before COVID.
Oh.
And COVID shut it all down. So I decided while I was, finishing off my uni degree just to start streaming. And then by the end of the year, one of my friends had talked me into TikTok and I kind of just exploded from there making skits. I try to keep the comedy aspects still in my TikTok. So I just, every single TikTok is just a new skit that I make a note. That seems funny. I can turn that into a skit.
Yep.
And then, just quick 13, 15 second skits.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you have plans to return to comedy now? Or are you like, nah, the streaming content creator laughs for me?
No, I think the content creator laughs for me. Being able to just sit at home and not have to go out to random places and do it each night is much easier.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, absolutely. What got you into the stand-up comedy stuff? Was it something you'd always wanted to do or was it something that you just sort of fell into through uni or friends? Or?
I always wanted to entertain.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like my passion to entertain, make people smile, laugh, happy, however they enjoy entertainment.
Mm.
And I ended up doing a program called Class Clowns through the Comedy Festival with one of my friends. And we went through to the state finals and then we came back a few years later and went through the nationals.
Yeah.
Cool. And they called me back for a few other shows for like MC gigs and just to be in like a room. And I kind of just went from there.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. So yeah, it very much just sort of fell into it a bit.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Were you like that kid? I feel like I could imagine you being that kid in like drama class who was always like, yeah, I'll go first or like I'll go stand up or I'll go do the thing. Like was that you in school as well?
So our drama class was a very small class. Because especially when you got to the later years, not many people did it. Yeah. So I think we're all a little bit like that.
Okay, yeah.
Like we're just you know, climbing, and we're not doing like the assessments and stuff. Yeah, it's just playing games.
Yeah.
Playing games and stuff.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I loved drama class in school, but my school was like, in my last year, they were like, oh, there's only like 10 of you, so we're not going to do it. And I was like, but that's like a perfect number. What are you talking about? Like, we can all get roles. We can all actually speak and no one has to be stuck being in the tree. I don't understand why they were like, no, we're not going to do it. I was like, you guys are so stupid.
Yeah, mine, when I went to do it for year 11, they were like, oh, no, you don't have enough people to run it. But you can go straight into the year 12 section. And I'm like, no, I'm not missing a whole round to then be dumped into stuff that I haven't learnt properly. Thank you.
I suppose,
Because you have to, like, for VCE, you had to write, like, a full monologue.
Oh, that's cool.
And perform it and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like,
oh. So I'd love that. Maybe I should have grown up here in Victoria instead.
2 years of finals, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
2 years of exams.
Yeah.
You do year 11 and year 12. Yeah.
Yeah, nah, I barely did an exam, so that was great.
Yeah, I kind of like just went and did whatever. Like I did them, didn't do them well.
Mm.
I was really glad the course I went into did not need an ATAR. That would have been bad.
Yeah, that's fair.
I was like, fuck that. No, thank you.
Just quietly.
I'm just going to show up and do them. I didn't even show up to my like graduation.
No, really?
I did like the valedictory dinner, but we had like a... When you got your little diploma boys, they would hand them out and you'd have to go up on stage and they'd call out everybody's names.
Yeah.
And it was like a big end of year thing. And I was like, I'm just going to show up the next day to school where we get our little VCE brunch thing, grab a muffin, grab my diploma and get the fuck out of there.
Oh, wow.
I did.
Okay.
It was great.
Yep.
Like no one showed up that morning anyway, so I got like extra muffins.
But you weren't a big school person, were you?
I was. And then I had a bad teacher and was like, school is the worst thing ever. And then I liked some classes.
Mm.
I was into like, you know, history and media and stuff. I'll do some media, surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
But yeah, other things I was like,
Yeah.
I didn't like reading in high school either.
No?
No, I didn't. I do now. Freaking love reading.
I don't think anyone liked reading in high school.
No. Yeah, right?
It's the forced reading.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like you got a couple of good books and then it's like, no.
I think I've told the story on a podcast before. I think I've reached this. I've done like 61 plus of these now. So I think I've reached that point. But we had this teacher who was really obsessed with Animal Farm, which is like a great story, to be honest.
Mm.
But she made us read it 3 times.
That's a bit.
So like we read it and then she was like, we're going to read it again. And we're going to analyze it while we read it. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, okay, we're going to read it a third time. And I was like, by this point, it's been half a year. We've only studied the one book. Animal Farm is not a long book.
It is not.
She also had towels on the wall, though. So I think
towels.
Yeah, like towels.
Like bath towels.
Like we just had like plain, boring walls, like we have behind us right now. And she decided that she wanted to like jazz up her room, so she just went and like got a bunch of beach towels and just like stapled them to the wall for decoration.
Was she okay?
I think so.
She needs someone to check in on her.
Well, yeah, she was quite old, quite significantly old. So, yeah, although it's one of those things where, like, because I was younger, so obviously I'm like, was she old or did I just think she was old?
Yes.
Like, have you guys had that where you're like, oh, my God, like, that person was so old, and then you realize, oh, no, they were, like, 35. Yeah. Like, what was I talking about?
No, that's how I feel now with my audience, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and your audience do skew quite young as well, so you must, it must give you this thing of, like,
They think I'm ancient.
Oh, no.
They think I'm on my way out.
Oh, my, one foot in the grave.
Exactly.
What's that like, having, like, a young audience? Because our content is kind of tailored towards...
Our content skews older. Yeah. So it's like 25 to 35-ish.
So there's lots of you're still living in your mum's basement jokes. But I imagine that's a reality for a lot of your content anyway, a lot of your audience.
Yeah, no, young audience, like, they can't... It hits big when I talk to, like, other creators and they find out how much I make from, like, Twitch and, like, donations and subs and stuff. And, like, I'll have... I could have more viewers than them. I could have the same, and I'd be making significantly less because they are younger. They can't support me the same way. But they are very loyal.
They are.
They are.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
I have an account for my chair.
Yes. Like,
on TikTok that has 450,000 followers.
Yeah.
Jesus.
100,000 in like 24 hours. Mm. It was just ridiculous. So like if I tell them like I'm doing this and I need your support on it, they will drop everything and do whatever it takes. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. And they'll grow with you as well. Like I know there's people that I watched back in like early high school and stuff that I still will watch even like and even if I don't watch them every day or something, like I will still subscribe to them. If they started a new thing, I would go support that just because it's like, nah, you've been there forever. Like I'm still gonna stick by you. I've been there so far. So
That's
pretty sick.
Did it just sort of like work out that way? Was it just the sort of games you were playing that it just attracted a slightly younger audience or like?
So I originally started with Sea of Thieves.
Okay.
So I was a Sea of Thieves. I was an 18 plus creator for Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, my audience skewed like 20 plus.
Yeah.
In the main. And then I had a few a little bit older who are still with me today, who still watch me and just support me. But once I got into TikTok and I made a friend who was really big into Minecraft. And she blew up. She's one of the biggest Minecraft, like female Minecraft streamers now. Wow. She kind of helped me go into, because I was hating Sea of Thieves by the end of the first year.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, especially in an Australian demographic, there's not a lot of players.
No, yeah, exactly.
So you don't see as many players. And that was kind of the whole point and the fun part of it. So I went into Minecraft, and as going into Minecraft, it got a lot younger. So I tailored my TikTok specifically for that younger audience. So I went back to my comedy days because I was doing PG-13 comedy. And I went, like, I brought back my character. I was super over the top. I was doing jokes that were relatable for school kids.
Yeah.
And then in flooded the younger audience. And, yeah, that's how I fell into that.
yeah. Do you find you have to do you find you have to like censor yourself a little bit with that knowledge in your mind that I do have a younger audience or not so much?
At first I went like full family friendly.
Yeah.
For about 2 months to kind of get the 18 plus streaming out of my like system. And then I went to PG-13, but they do sometimes every once in a while, they'll be like, oh my God, he said a swear word.
Yeah.
He said a swear word. Jack, you swear. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
But now it's very loose.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm very comfortable with, like, I know my audience.
Yeah.
I'm very comfortable. But yeah, sometimes you'll get like, Jack, my mum's watching. Can we not talk about this?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. Like I'll make a, you know, like a cheeky or a dirty joke or something. Just because someone said something funny in chat and someone will be like, Jack, my dad just looked at me.
I love that.
But yeah, it's really funny.
Yeah. I mean, I guess also if you were doing PG-13 comedy before, it might, I guess, not have been as difficult perhaps to jump into that. Whereas like for me, I'd be like, oh no,
I could not.
Yeah. So that is very admirable, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I respect people that work in that kind of industry and the fact that you know you've got a younger audience, so you do kind of keep that in mind. Because there's a lot of people who don't consider that and do have a young audience. And I think it can be, you know, not necessarily detrimental to, like, it could be detrimental to the children, but like the parents there, and you don't want, I wouldn't want to give Twitch a bad name or content creators a bad name because someone watched someone who they shouldn't have been at that age
and their
parents got upset, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the important thing for me. I like my chat, like I don't care. I give my chat like all the funny emotes, like the boob emotes from like 7TV. Like they can do whatever they want in chat. They can swear.
Yeah.
It's very loose in chat. But like me myself as like someone, because especially with the young audience, they look up to me.
Yeah.
You're a role model.
Yeah, right?
So I make sure that even if the chat is doing something absolutely insane, I'm still PG-13. So the chat can be 18 plus for like a segment of the stream, but still I'm not. Yeah. I won't be reading those specific messages.
Yeah, nice.
So to make sure like they can still see me as that PG-13 creator.
That safe creator, yeah.
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 Do you feel like a lot of pressure? Like knowing that you are people's role models? Like is that something that's ever like, oh, like that's a thing, you know what I mean? Because I've never been a role model as far as I know. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Deal with that.
I mean, I'm careful with what I say.
Yeah.
I'm because I was a stand-up comedy, I was in stand-up comedy, I am perfectly happy making a joke about anything.
Mm. Yep.
If I personally believe something is funny, then, you know, my job is to make people laugh. Like, I'm going to say the joke. If obviously I won't go into certain areas while I'm live or something because of the audience. But if I find something funny, I'll say it. If they don't find it funny, that's okay.
Yeah.
But that role model thing, I need to make sure, like, I'm making my values very clear.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, especially when the whole Andrew Tate thing blew up.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to make my values very clear.
Yeah.
That I was not on that side.
Yeah.
And just making sure they don't get the wrong impression. Like, I don't try to shape their opinion too much.
Mm.
But I say, this is my opinion. What do you think? Yeah. Kind of thing.
Yep. Here is my opinion. Do what you will with it. But just putting it out there.
Yeah. Don't say like, oh, I'm like the be all and end all. I'm on a pedestal. Like, don't put me on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Just because I say something doesn't mean you have to agree with it.
Yep. Mm. Absolutely.
For sure. For sure. Mm. It's kind of unrelated, but so it sounds a little bit like when you started doing the streaming, do you feel like did you just jump into it for fun, or did you kind of approach it with like a little bit of a plan in mind? Because it sounds a little bit like there was maybe a little bit of a plan in mind, or at least some
bit of it. It was for fun.
Yeah.
It was like when COVID started, I was like, ah, this will last a year.
Yeah.
have spare time.
Yeah.
I'm going to start streaming, like, just for fun.
Mm.
I had a PC. I was like, yeah, why not? And, you know, I didn't worry about it too much. But then by the end of the year, I had like 2,000 followers and I was averaging about 30, 40 viewers.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well. And COVID was still happening because we went back into another lockdown.
Oh, yes, that was fun.
So I was like, okay, if I don't hit 50K, if I don't hit 5K by the end of this year, I'll go back to comedy.
Yeah.
Ooh. And I started TikTok. I gave myself an ultimate. If I'm not at 5K by the end of this year, that's it. I'm done.
Yep.
Doesn't matter how many average viewers I'm done.
Yep.
And that was my ultimatum. And then I started TikTok and I ended up with 75K by the end of the year. So I was this is like, I hit a million on TikTok in under a year.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had the 75K on Twitch. I'm like, well, I guess this is my job now. Like, I was making over exactly minimum wage. And I was like, I'm making more doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having way more fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just easy. Like, it works for me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Doing this than it was comedy. And so I just went, I guess I'm full time now.
Because looking into like your stats and stuff, like, it's just crazy that growth. It just went like, just like skyrocketed. And yeah, I just like, props to you, man,
absolutely,
for absolutely just killing it in such a short period of time. Because I do think a lot of people, they're on that grind for a very, very long time.
Mm.
And I think it's just a testament to like to yourself and your personality. I think is the thing that really that makes your content stand out for sure. And your comedy, like the fact that you have that comedy background, I think really helped you stand out, I think.
You've already developed how to talk to people and make them laugh.
That's it. And like, don't they say like you either have to make people laugh or cry and then they'll like remember you? Like, I think that's literally the thing. Like, either make them laugh or make them cry and you're all set.
Yeah.
And making people cry on Twitch is probably not ideal.
No, probably not. No.
I don't know how many people would click on that. Oh, I'm going to sit down to dinner. I'm going to watch a stream. Yep. I'm going to cry into my bowl of pasta. Yeah, yeah. You know?
It's just this streamer who's just like really nasty to everyone who comes in and just makes everyone cry. I mean, I think there might be some people out there that would be like, yeah, make me cry.
/ roast me. Let's go.
Yeah, basically that. Roast me as a stream. So, we talked about a couple games, mentioned a couple games already. This is meant to be a gaming podcast. Gaming adjacent because we tend to go off topic. Were you a big gamer?
Yes. Very, very
always,
big gamer.
Always?
Always. Yeah. Always. I got a Game Boy, like a Game Boy Advance when I was like 5.
Amazing.
And I've been a gamer ever since then.
Yeah, awesome. Nice.
What was the first game that you can remember?
Pokemon Emerald.
Pokemon, Yeah,
nice.
Fair enough.
Can't go wrong. What is your ultimate starter of choice?
Yeah, true. That's a good question. What is the Pokemon for you?
Torchic.
Yep. You know,
About it.
Yeah, that's, I like that.
It's a good one.
That is a good one. I like the fire ones. I've only ever been a Gen 1 person. And it's not a my favorite Pokemon is Vulpix.
She's fantastic, yes.
But my favorite starter is actually Bulbasaur.
Yep.
Bulbasaur.
I just love Bulbasaur so much. Like what a G. Honestly. Yeah. What a yeah. G Bulbasaur is. Like I think there's that the thing that made me fall in love with Bulbasaur is there's like footage of I think it's Togepi or one of the Pokemon is like crying and no one knows what to do. And Bulbasaur just like picks it up with their vines and just starts like swaying it and is like Bulbasaur.
Yeah.
Yes, you are the one for me.
Yep, I'm a big fan of Cyndaquil.
Oh, yes.
Always loved Cyndaquil, which I do believe is Gen 2.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Which was when I started playing. Yeah. But I think what got me was also a Pokemon anime scene where I remember first time Ash gets Cyndaquil. I think it's like similar to the whole Pikachu thing Cyndaquil is trying to use the fire, but it doesn't work. Aww. And it's all like emotional and stuff. And then like it's in danger and stuff. And so he uses his fire powers to like save Ash, catching them and the gang. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's the one for me.
Did you both watch Pokemon growing up?
Yes.
Sort of, yeah. Oh, not like religiously, but like I watched it enough.
Yeah, right? I've seen enough. The freaking Butterfree thing destroyed me.
Ooh, that's not... Did I block it from my memory?
You might have, because like Ash gets the... What does Butterfree start off as? The little... One of the little Weedle? Wormies. No, is I think Weedle's the other one.
It's the green, cocoon one, isn't it?
There's the green one. What's the green one called?
Oh!
It's the green guy, the little green one. And then it turns into the little...
Chrysalis.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes into Chrysalis.
Yeah, yeah. What's the
green one? It's like a green wormy. Weedle, I think.
Worm something.
Wormy?
No, it's like worm pee or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, it's like a whole thing that happens over the first season and Ash gets the little worm and hates it and thinks it's the most like shitty Pokemon ever. And then eventually, like as it goes on, Ash kind of grows to love the little worm, and then it evolves.
Worm boy.
And then finally, it turns into Butterfree.
It's
and
Weedle.
Then it is Weedle.
No, it's not.
I didn't think so. Weedle's the orange, the yellow one.
Caterpie.
Caterpie. Oh my god! That's
I knew there
so
was
obvious.
A P. It's Caterpie into Metapod.
Yes,
into Butterfree. Metapod,
into Butterfree. Anyway, there's a whole arc of Ash getting the Caterpie and then hating it and falling in love with it, and then it evolves, and then eventually it turns into Butterfree, and then he has to release Butterfree, like he lets it go, and there's this scene where like Ash is saying goodbye, and like man, it is so emotional. Like if you want to have a good cry, just watch that. I think there's a YouTube compilation of them. Like just watch that. It's so man. Or like in the movie
when Ash is like dead and Pikachu's like Pikachu and like electrocuting,
and then he cries and they all it's just
my little heart can't take it.
Yeah. Anyway, Jack, obviously you got to watch some Pokemon.
I'll have to catch
have
up.
Cries. Just have a cry.
Emotional.
It's kids very emotional.
Children's shows are emotional.
They can be, absolutely. Anyway.
Gaming.
So, Sea of Thieves. What got you into Sea of Thieves first? You just big pirate guy?
Like when it first came out, it looked interesting, like pirate, like
it
being able to just
cool.
like sail.
Yeah.
But there was like no content when it started out.
Oh, no, there really
so
wasn't.
When I came back to it at the end, the reason I started playing it so much and streaming it was actually because of my friend.
Okay.
So he didn't have a PC.
Oh.
But
yeah.
Sea of Thieves we could play.
Right.
He could play on Xbox, I could play on PC.
Of course, yeah.
So that's how I kind of started playing, and we just kind of played it every day.
Yeah.
And just started grinding, getting a lot of gold.
Yeah, nice. And so then you started streaming that game just when you were playing it in general. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you moved on to Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
Minecraft is a big boy. Had you played a little Minecraft prior? Or did you kind of go into it in a very vanilla-y, like, no idea what
I played a little bit. Like, I used to play, like, mod packs, like, Tekkit and stuff, back.
Oh
but I, until I, like, when I got back into Minecraft for streaming, I probably wouldn't have played it since about 2016, 2015.
Right. So a whole new world at that point, I think.
Absolutely. And I also like, everyone's like, oh, what client are you using? And I'm like, what? What now? Client, you know, this one. I'm like, yeah, I'm not using any of them. Just using the one I downloaded from Minecraft.
The one that's on my desktop that says Minecraft and I click it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, because when we say clients, are we talking like Feed the Beast and stuff?
No, so now there's like vanilla modded clients.
Yeah.
What?
Isn't there like a little drop down? You can like, there's a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah, so that's all the versions. But now there's, instead of downloading it from Minecraft, you download it from a third party.
Oh.
And it has just like optimizations, like things that just help out. Like you can show your FPS, improved FPS shaders, like stuff for PvP. It's just a whole bunch of like little visual and quality of life mods.
Yep. Okay.
So yeah, I just run that now because it's a lot better on my PC.
Yeah, it's so true. So what was the goal when you started Minecraft? Did you just do a lot of like, I'm just going to build a house and find some diamonds? Like Minecraft is so big. Like how did you approach that as a game to stream? Like I couldn't even really imagine streaming it full time. I wouldn't know what to do.
So I started with just doing like survival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And playing on servers because I really liked Skyblock.
Yep.
So I started with that stuff. And then everyone was wanted me to try Bed Wars.
Mm.
And so I pretty much went from like noob to decent.
Wow.
Just playing. But like I reckon I played about 5 months of pretty much just Bed Wars.
Wow.
Just because it's kind of like, it felt like it was Call of Duty. Like go into a game, play, out, back into a game. Like it was fast paced, no downtime. No, like, oh, now I've finished my mining, I'm walking all the way back home. It was just, like, really fast-paced and it kept me interested.
Mm.
But I did that for a while. And then by the time I was done with that, I kind of would just started to push into more variety stuff, played some mod packs, and now I can pretty much play whatever game.
Yeah. Are you a vanilla or mod pack person?
Mod pack.
Yep, it's much more fun.
I was going to ask, for people who don't know what Bed Wars is, which is definitely that people, not me.
You? I was actually, so you kept me. Being like,
so not me. Like, I know, I have no idea what really Bed Wars is. Familiar with all of this. But for those people who aren't familiar, Jack, what does that mean in English?
basically, you spawn in, you've got a bed, and as long as that bed is there, you can keep respawning.
Okay.
So then other people have their beds, and you've got to try and bridge over to their base. And break their bed. And then if they die, they're out.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I like that. That's a cool idea.
There's tons of cool little games like that. Like there's Race for the Wool stuff, which is super fun to watch people play, which is where you've got like two sides and you have to get all these colored wool.
It's right.
A competition, but you can shoot each other from across the gap with like bows and stuff. It's really cool. It's really fun to watch.
I mean, I just like building a house. I think the only mod pack I ever got was... it was like, it's like DecoCraft.
Oh boy. So and you never play like Thorncraft or anything?
Sorry?
I feel like you'd like Thorncraft.
I just got one that enabled me to make a kitchen. I was like, look, I discovered, I was like, oh, I can make like a little table setting and I can make a lounge and I can't make a nice looking kitchen. Oh, there's a mod that allows me to make it. I just played The Sims. I played The Sims in Minecraft.
Best person Sims.
Yeah, that's literally what I did. And I just became obsessed with building bases in different difficult locations, like underwater or in a tree or like deep in a mountain. And then once, but that's the problem with me with Minecraft is once I'd built my base,
yeah, I kind of got
that. Done.
I was the same.
Yeah,
like, I felt like I was just mining over and over and over. I'm like, this isn't fun. This is just boring.
Yeah.
That's what mod packs did for me because with mod packs, there's so much more you can do. Like, for example, Thorncraft, which is one of the ones that was really big when I was playing. It's like a magic mod.
Okay.
So you can like make magic items. You can have a wand and you can like cast spells and stuff.
Ooh, very
and that way it made it like way fun. And then there was like I had the Yogg pack, which was like the Yogg's Cast mod pack.
Yeah. Of course you did.
Of course I did. I didn't know at the time. I didn't actually know at the time that that's what it was. Like, I downloaded it that name. Before, like beforehand. Okay. And then I kind of realized, I was like, oh, that's cool.
God.
But yeah, that had like a ton of them. And I was constantly like, what the heck is this?
Oh.
And they had like all these cool bosses and stuff.
Yeah.
It was great. great fun. You could build like little villages.
It's just this whole new world for me. Yeah. I've never felt like such a boomer in my life until this conversation. Like this, like this Minecraft conversation is making me, oh, showing me age.
That's how I felt when you mentioned the different types of clients and stuff.
And we're just like, oh.
Evolved.
I swear we're gamers, I swear.
Today's episode of Load Later Save is brought to you by Thermaltake Gaming Systems. Did you know that we design and build our very own gaming systems? Well, now you do. Built right here in Melbourne, Australia by our very own Nick, TT Gaming Systems have a PC for every type of gamer. Head over to the website and check out their extensive range of systems using our link to support us at bit.ly/LLSpod. That's bit.ly/LLSpod. Now back to the episode.
Was the shift for you from playing something like, you know, like Sea of Thieves and going to Minecraft and growing a lot with Minecraft, was shifting from that to variety a bit scary?
It wasn't as scary as shifting from Sea of Thieves to Minecraft.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I went Sea of Thieves to Minecraft, because I was just, I was so done with Sea of Thieves. I just went, that's it. No more Sea of Thieves. I'm done. Mm. And so I just went to Minecraft. I would have dropped about 50% of my viewership. I think it was went from averaging 40s to 20s.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I lost a lot, but I'm like, I'm enjoying this. That's I'm happier. I don't care that the, you know, the subs have dropped, the viewers have dropped. I'm enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus I was doing TikTok on the side, so that was blowing up. Yep. And I was getting a lot more traction than I ever was. Mm. So when I went to Variety, I sort of just slowly introduced it so that obviously I wouldn't dip. Because now it actually would matter quite a lot. So I kind of just went, oh, so for the last hour of stream, we're going to play Fortnite.
Yeah. Mm. And you know,
like, are you enjoying this? And then like, they started enjoying it. I'm like, okay, cool. We can play Fortnite. And then I went, because like, obviously I can't play anything.
Yep.
But I know my audience. I know what they like. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I've never played Roblox.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Until this year last year, I never played Roblox. Yeah. I was like, okay. Gonna play Roblox, and everyone's like, yes, Roblox.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so Roblox is another game to add to the list.
Pop in the list, yeah.
So like, every once in a while, I'll try a game, and you know, don't like it. So I'm like, okay, that's not on the list.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, I kind of curate a list of kind of games that they enjoy.
Do you ever throw like a real spanner in the works that you're like, I'm pretty sure they're not gonna like this, but let's just give it a go, or is that like, too scary?
Yeah. So I've thrown two in. I do it usually at the end of stream.
Yeah. Okay.
So kind of like they're already here.
Yeah.
And it's like if there's lurkers, they can't leave because they're lurking.
they can't like, leave.
Oh, they've gone to bed. I can play whatever. They're
the
stuck
time.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tried Cult of the Lamb.
Okay.
Just because I really wanted to play Cult of the Lamb.
Yeah.
And I tried Destiny.
Okay.
Oh.
Destiny actually worked a lot better than I thought it would.
Really?
Because it's free.
Yes.
Of course.
So when I said, oh, this is my favorite game, we're going to play this for the last hour, it dipped a little bit, but nowhere near as much as I thought it was.
Yeah.
And it probably was accounted to like, oh, Jack, what's this game? I was like, oh, this is Destiny. It's free on Steam, Xbox, and PlayStation. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go download it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think that really worked in my favor.
Nice.
Yeah, I guess the kind of the cost of the games you play could affect your audience as well. Because I remember being when I was in high school and poor and couldn't buy all the games. I like to actually watch a lot of games that people would play. Like, the way I consumed was different based on whether it was a game that was a AAA title. I would watch them because I wanted to watch them play the actual game. Whereas if it was something that's free or cheap like Minecraft, I'd watch to, like, learn how to play myself almost. And I'd consume them differently.
Yeah.
So, I guess that kind of thing would impact.
Do you reckon there's also a cheeky element of, like, if it's free to play and I download it, maybe Jack will play with me?
Ooh. Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Okay.
Fall Guys, when Fall Guys went free to play, I called it. I said, this is going to be huge.
Yeah.
For anyone with a young audience who's already doing sort of variety, and I had already started at that point.
Yeah.
I started playing Fall Guys. I chuck customs in my title. I tell my Discord, yo, we're playing with you guys. It's free. Yes. Yeah. Let's play. I think my viewership for 2 months was like 300 to 400.
Wow. Yeah.
I didn't dip below 200 like all month.
Wow.
And in combination with like the UK, because I've got a very UK audience because I stream in the morning.
The time zone. Oh my
God. They were on holidays. They were on their summer break.
Yep.
So everything just aligned there.
Yeah.
And
damn.
Yeah. It's a good month.
Yeah. No, you're not kidding.
And now they're back at school.
Ah, damn it. So yeah, so after Minecraft, it was then just straight variety. Although I have noticed you do a lot of Fortnite.
Yeah.
And Fall Guys especially recently as well. How do you find those games? Mm. Are you loving them?
I just enjoy them. Fall Guys, I get to play with them.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Fortnite, they just like to see me lose.
So what, no. Not going to be the Aussie ninja?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. It took me 2.5 weeks just to get my first win this season.
It's okay.
And they're making fun of me. Oh, is this going to be the day? Probably not.
Oh.
But I'm slowly getting better. I think I'm really enjoying the no builds.
Yes.
Like one of my friends got me, he's like, oh, we need a fourth. Just come play no builds on your stream. I'm like, yeah, all right, why not? I'll try no builds. I'll try it.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it because, like, I used to play Fortnite when it first launched.
Same.
And I played, like, Save the World, and then I moved into Battle Royale. And I was on controller, so I could actually play. But now I'm on keyboard. I'm like, no, there's too many buttons. I can't build. It's just, there's too much to do. I'm not that coordinated. So when they brought out no builds, I was like, okay, this sounds fun.
Yes. Yeah. I remember when I used to play Fortnite back, it was really before it became cool. Not to call myself a hipster or anything, but I played Fortnite before it was cool.
OG hipster, yeah.
And I would literally, I had all the build like things like bound to my mouse so that I could like, you know, build really fast with my mouse. Like I was pretty good. I think I got
look at you go.
Two wins.
It seems like the no build is more popular with the older generation of Fortnite players as well, which I think we can attribute to Call of Duty and the big Call of Duty style gaming, because I could not wrap my head around
the building.
And I think a lot of people couldn't. And then as soon as they were like, hey, you don't have to build now, like there was a massive influx of people being like, I will give this a go. I keep tapping the mic
stand. Tack the mic stand.
I had noticed a lot of people that I watch who would never play that kind of game.
Yeah.
Started playing it because there was the new build mode.
Mm. Yeah. It was a great addition for Fortnite. Mm. And I mean, the game is so different now than it used to be too. Even just like aesthetically and like how it runs, like the animations. Because, like, you've been an OG like me. They did not used to run like that.
No. Like, I mean, they've still got the old run animation.
Like, it's they just held like, these arms in it.
Yeah, now there's, like, a sprint. They added sprinting.
Yeah, and the jump. Like, the jump, how it's all, like, they put their arms out now.
Yeah. Whereas before and it was like, you can slide down, like, mountains now. I remember just going, can I make this? I reckon I can. And then I just die halfway through. I'm like, I couldn't make it.
So close. Yeah, no, it's that game has... That game is just fascinating, Fortnite, honestly. Like, I want to, like, look back. I want to write, like, maybe I should go do a PhD and just do my dissertation on Fortnite. Because, honestly, that game fascinates me so much. Like, it just, like, came into the gaming scene and just, like, dominated. Like, it was just, like, just this genre that was sort of slowly coming in. And Fortnite just took it and ran. And it's just like, damn.
Yeah, because I was really interested in the PvE when it first came out. I was like, looks quite cool.
They ruined it.
Yeah, it kind of died. I was like, it looks like it was happening. And then...
It gets like an update like once every couple months. Because you kind of see it every once in a while. But it just kind of shifted all the devs over.
Yeah.
Over to the Battle Royale.
Yeah.
And then, but as soon as they went to Battle Royale, I was like... Nope, because I am terrible at games. I love them, bad at them.
Yeah.
Especially shooters. I do not play multiplayer anything because it's just embarrassing.
Well, we've got to stomp on someone.
Exactly, and I'd rather it not be me. I have a self-esteem to uphold. It's pretty low.
It's a fragile system that you've got there.
It just... Huge. Like, it was PUBG and then Fortnite came out and all of a sudden everything was a battle royale.
Yep. It was pretty nutty.
Crazy time.
So, you also like Destiny. That's an interesting one. Were you an OG Destiny player as well?
I never originally was going to get Destiny.
Okay.
But my one of my teachers actually had like a spare beta code. And he's like, hey, Jack, you want this? And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll try it. And I ended up loving it. And so, yeah, I've been playing Destiny like hardcore Destiny since like 2014.
Wow. Damn. Back when Peter Dinklage was the voice of the little, I can't remember what its name was. The
Ghost.
Little, yes, there you go. Yeah, he was the original voice of that.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he just sort of stopped doing it. I guess he was too expensive.
Great.
Wasn't great.
Not great.
I can't really remember what his voice
very,
was.
Very, very
like.
Robotic and bland.
Oh, I think who does it now? Nolan North, I think, does
yeah,
it now?
Oh,
yeah,
Nolan
he's North. Great. North. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. Love that man. Absolutely love that man. yeah, so what is it you like about Destiny? Is it the grindy aspect? Because that was the part that made me not enjoy Destiny.
I think it's the grindy aspect, but it's not like too grindy.
Yeah.
So it's not like hardcore MMO like World of Warcraft, yes. ESO, yeah. where if you miss like one update,
you're just behind for
like
months.
A week, you're yeah. done. You're like yeah. way behind. Yeah. And you're like, yeah. well,
what's the point?
But Destiny, it's kind of like, even now, if you were to jump in now, you can still get it up to like max level
yeah.
in a few weeks.
Yeah, okay.
And that's from zero. Like no MMO could you do that.
Yeah, yeah true.
So that's like it gives me enough and there's like enough to chase. Like, oh, I want this weapon with this role.
Yeah.
But it's nothing like, oh, I don't need it to clear this dungeon or yeah. anything. Mm.
And it yeah. feels like a game you can just jump in and play for have a bit and then jump out. Yeah. You know
just
what I mean?
Just play for fun, just yeah. by yourself. Just
yeah.
You don't have to like really think about it.
Switch your brain off a bit.
And like you, yeah. you know, when you're on that content creation, you know, engine, it's kind of like to have that little like hour that you have where yeah. you're like, I don't have to make content. I'm just going to do something and turn my brain off for a second. You
aside
know?
From Destiny, are there any games that you keep to yourself that you would never play on stream? It's just something that like a game for you. Do you have anything like that?
Not really. Destiny takes up a lot of the time.
Okay.
And I have a lot of friends who play Destiny.
Mm.
So like, and like a lot of my admins and my mods. Yeah, play Destiny, yeah. so we kind of like jump into a raid when I'm yeah. like not streaming or if I'm that's like nice. I've got a night off or something, we'll yeah. do some raids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to have that. Otherwise, I don't know, games kind of like for a while there, like, because I used to stream ages ago. And yeah, I got to this point where it's like if I was playing a game and I wasn't streaming, I felt guilty.
Mm.
Like, I don't know if you've ever dealt with that before, but like just yeah. this feeling of like, oh, I should be streaming this. This could have been funny. People could have enjoyed this. And I'm like, no, like I just need to have a thing for me, you know, otherwise yep. I'm going to go insane. yeah. So, okay. So let's talk a little bit about your TikTok journey. Mm. Had you been a TikTok user prior to jumping in? So you just went in completely blind.
I downloaded TikTok and went, all right, let's do it.
wow. yeah.
Yeah. My friend was just like, download TikTok. And just try to post once a day. And yeah. I'm one of those people like, no, I'm not going to try. I'm going to post once a day.
Yeah. yeah. Right.
So ever since I started TikTok, I've posted every single day.
Wow.
So since January 1st, 2021, yeah. every single day.
Yeah.
And it was slow at first. Like I think my first month I had like 1,000 followers and I was like, oh, I can go good. Live on TikTok now. That's so cool.
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the second month, it was like 10K. Mm.
Wow.
And then... like in March or something, one of my videos like went, it was my first video to hit a million and it ended up in at 3 million.
Wow.
And it just blew up. And I got so much traction.
Yep.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, let's continue this pushing. And then I was at 500K and before I knew it, in like 2 months after hitting 500K, I was at a million.
Jeez. Was there a plan or did you just jump in and just see what it was like in terms of the content you made?
I jumped in doing like Twitch streamer skits.
Yeah, mm-hmm. okay.
Just broad Twitch streamer skits. But what I found was what that did was it brought in a lot more streamers than it did viewers.
Yeah. Mm. Being like, that's so relatable.
yeah, yeah, that's so relatable. It's like, and then they would share it with their viewers.
Yeah, right.
Where that wasn't what I want. I wanted the viewers to find me.
Yeah, yep. That's it.
So when I started Minecraft content and a couple trends in Minecraft popped up, I jumped on them very quickly.
Okay.
So the whole comment, reading comments trend.
Yes.
And then by the time that was like coming to a close kind of thing, I was big enough to have a lot of influence over the shift of the trend.
Mm.
So I like blew up, even like they weren't actually my trends.
yeah,
one
yeah.
of my mates would make a video and I'm like, oh my dad, I'll credit you. And then I would get the credit for everyone else making the videos just because I was larger.
oh, wow. Yeah.
That's So, like, I helped blow up quite a few trends.
Yeah.
And then now that I'm the largest in Australia for Minecraft, I have a lot of influence over yeah. what trends work.
Yeah.
And that's really scary.
Yeah, right.
Because a lot of people go, so Jack, are there any trends?
Yeah.
What's the trends lately? And I'm like, There's no training. Just make content.
Don't ask me.
But like, we've been using the same comment format since probably July last year. But it's slowly evolved. And
yeah,
the thing about content is you kind of have to be a little bit selfish. Like, I don't find out something works and then just go and tell everyone.
I might
tell a few people who are also doing very similar content to me, so it all kind of matches up and we all grow together. But I'm not just going to go tell everyone. And I also, it feels really bad to do, but I also have to think about who I can leave out.
Okay.
So when we were evolving the comment trend, it used to be comment, voiceover, comment, voiceover, comment, voiceover. That's all it was. Then a few of us got thinking, like, okay, we've noticed TikTok is really liking having faces in it. Let's put our webcam in, which left out anyone who was faceless. And we got a lot of flack for it. They were like, oh, that's not fair. You know, you're leaving out faceless people. And at the end of the day, it's like, it's not our problem.
You don't
want to show your face. That's fine.
Yeah.
But we do. And we're going to take advantage of that.
Of course.
And then they ended up with the PNG tubers to kind of match. So then they were the same. So it was comment, webcam, comment, webcam. And then everyone started doing it. So, like, all right, let's go a step further.
Yep.
So then me and my other friend, we put our webcam there the whole time. And that's when the whole kind of awkward
waiting.
Set enough time between the waiting thing came. So that's kind of where we're at now. We chucked in, like, every once in a while we'll chuck in a little thing. Like, I had myself superimposed green screen. Knowing that, you know, that's a hard thing to do, let alone like not just doing the green screen, but actually having the equipment. People aren't just gonna go out and buy a green screen lighting. Like, they're not gonna go do that just for a TikTok. So that was another barrier that we could do that they couldn't. I kind of chucked that in and then, just kind of constantly changed, like, similar format, but always changing it to keep it in.
Keeping it updated.
Yeah, recognizable enough that, like, every time you pop up in my feed, before I even notice it's you, it's like, oh, that's Jack Buzzard. Like, I can tell straight away. I've noticed the addition of Mini Jack recently.
Tiny Jack.
Your Tiny Jack, that's right. That's been a cool addition. I look at that, I'm like, oh, you poor thing, having to record that as well. It's not too bad.
I need to. It's not too bad. I set up a studio in another room, so that's why it's all echoey. So which is why I kind of got rid of the head with the mask, so I didn't have to record it with the mic. Once I treat that room, it'll probably be easier. But yeah, no, I like write the comments, memorize them, run down, put my phone on thing, record it, run back, and I'm like, did I say those right? Yes, I did. Otherwise, I have to edit the comments slightly to what I said. But then it's even more awkward waiting.
Because
I need to wait for the actual video, where when it was text, I could kind of like cut it and make it a little bit shorter, like if there was a gap. But with video, you can't do that. Otherwise, it's obvious.
It doesn't work,
And I'm like, damn it. So I had to refilm it again. I think the most I've reshot is like 7 times trying to get. Because I'd be like, especially on the longer ones.
Yeah,
it's like 4 or 5 comments.
Yeah,
I'll be like, perfect, 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 and that's too short.
And they just ruined it all. Yeah. Are we gonna? I don't know if you can tell us this. Are we gonna expose the movie magic? Are the comments all real?
So I get this comment a lot.
Okay.
I'm very transparent about it. I don't like people who say they are. I'm very transparent. If you ask, obviously mine are skits.
Right? Yes.
I can't. Yeah. Talk to comments.
Exactly.
Because I'm quite obviously like having a reply back to each comment. Like, it's a back and forth.
Yeah.
So I do edit them. Like, I have a skit, I make the comments the skits. Mm-hmm. What is real though are the usernames.
Yes.
So what I do is whenever someone's like, oh, how do I get into TikTok? And when you're looking at TikTok comments, it's your friends and then the top comments. If your comment gets a lot of likes, I'm like, I reward you with putting you in a TikTok.
Yeah. Okay.
If I just so happen to be filming at night, like lately I've been filming during the day, so it's not as bad. But if I'm filming at night because either I haven't got time tomorrow, I'll post a TikTok and then get like the first set of comments I see to kind of reward them for being early.
Yeah.
So I try to like give back to them by putting them in video because they love being in videos.
Yeah, I like that. That is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think that's what adds a little bit of authenticity to the comments too when I see them, like, because the usernames, I'm like, I don't know if you would have come up with XX_SneakerBayXX.
I tried my Twitch comments to like come up with names. And I think by like the fifth, sixth one, I was like reusing names.
Yeah.
Or like I was using names that like my friends had. I'm like,
you're like, No,
I started a witch hunt with one of my viewers because like it was like a cheeky comment and everyone came and was like, where's this guy?
Oh no.
I was like, don't do that.
People
thought my admin wasn't a real person.
Okay.
So because I used his usernames because I started using my mods so that like if I started the witch hunt, like, no.
It's like it's clearly
my mod, it's fine, guys. But I used him for a couple videos and someone saw him in chat.
Oh.
And they're like, oh, it's Dark Chalky Milk's a real person. Just for the TikTok. So that's our joke. That's been our joke for him forever.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
So I guess we tend to finish these with a couple similar questions. So I'm going to start with, I'm curious, is there an origin story to your username, Monsieur Buzzer? Are you just big fan of bees?
And R's?
Well, there's no R in it.
No, like R is in like the R sound.
Oh, maybe it's pirates.
R.
No. So Jack is my first name.
Okay, yep.
That's Jack. And Buzzer is my nickname.
Buzzer.
So my dad and all of his brothers and cousins went by Buzzer.
Okay.
With an S.
Yeah.
And then me and all my cousins go by Buzzer with a Z. And so I'm Jack Buzzer. Like, my cousin is Matt Buzzer. Like, that's just what we go by.
Hmm.
So people call me Jack. People call me Buzzer. People call me Jack Buzzer. Like, and ever since, like, I got my first, like, anytime I sign up to an account, it's always Jack Buzzer. Yep. That's my name. It's never been taken until now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, oh, I think that luck's run out now. Because
I went to try to play like Stumble Guys and it's like, make a username, like Jack Buzzer, taken. Damn it.
No.
So I had to get creative.
Yeah.
I'm like, OG Jack Buzzer, taken. J Buzzer, taken. Damn it. Buzzer, taken. Damn it.
Yeah.
You should start going by Jack Buzzer's number one fan or something like that.
Yes. Oh, perfect.
There you go. There's now everyone's going to take it. Quick, take it now before they take it.
I'll just sign up to everything.
Everything.
Jack Buzzer is best or something.
Yeah. That's it. Well, I mean, and like no one would expect Jack Buzzer to be Jack Buzzer's number one fan.
Yeah. So if you're ever trying to hide from people.
Done.
Hiding in plain sight.
Never expect it. That's it. And I guess the last question I'd like to ask, I don't know if there's anything you would like to jump in before I do my final
question. I feel like you're
probably
going
to
be asking the final question that I was going to ask.
Okay,
but
cool.
You do.
All right. I was going to – I always like to ask, you know, what kind of, I guess, advice would you have for people who want to follow in your footsteps? And I do think at the moment there's a bit of a discourse on Twitch that, like, you know, oh, like the females have it so easy. Like all they have to do is turn up and they'll just like, you know, they have boobs so they will succeed. But I think you're a great example of like, no, that you've blown up so fast. Your content is so good and people love you and it didn't take you that long either. And
you don't have boobs that we know of.
I mean, that we know of.
If you do, that's fine.
We are a very, very
non-judgmental,
very accepting podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I guess for you, for the people out there who are looking at you and seeing, you know, your success and being like, gosh, like, you know, how do I do that? I guess what kind of advice would you like to bestow upon them?
Upon the people.
I think the main one is it's not just playing games all day. Like,
yeah.
I hardly play games nowadays.
That's
like,
so true.
I started streaming, so I'm like, oh, I get to play some more games. And by the end of it, I was like, I don't play many games at all. But like, you have to be everywhere. Like, whenever someone goes, oh, Jack, I want to be a streamer like you, I straight up tell them, you're not going to be a streamer. Like, you're going to be a content creator.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, you can't just streaming on Twitch and doing nothing else. Like, it's first off very hard to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You might get lucky. And you know, end up with a sizable audience. But even if you do have that sizable audience, then you got to think about money. Because Twitch, compared to, like, if you were to, like, a sized audience on Twitch and then you had the same size on YouTube, YouTube is going to make you significantly more money just because of ad rev. Mm-hmm. And it's always going to be there. Like, I'm not live right now, but my YouTube videos are there.
Yeah,
people can go watch
right.
them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think people realize how, like, they think, oh, I'll just stream every day. Like, spend less time streaming, more time creating content.
Mm.
So like if I do say three streams, like I started with three streams a week and I was just streaming because I was just having fun. But if you were doing three streams a week, out of those three streams, there is absolutely no reason you can't grab clips from them and turn them into a TikTok. That TikTok can go to YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, TikTok.
Yeah,
like, that's right.
Three streams is more than enough time to make 7 TikToks for that week. And I think a lot of people get into that sense of blaming other people. Like, oh, yeah. I'm not growing because the girls. Like, the girls, you know, everyone just clicks them because they're hot.
Yeah,
like, the girls, they're hot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's not fair. If I could do that, I would.
Yeah.
And it's like, and one of my friends, she says this a lot. She's like, whenever someone says, I'm like, yeah, I might, you know, you might have clicked on me because I'm a girl. But in the long run, you don't want to just come back because, you know, you like how I look.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You've got that initial click. That's cool. I've gotten more clicks than you.
Mm.
But on average, I feel that people would relate with a man more.
Mm.
Because, like, you've got, like, gaming especially is a very male-dominated area.
Still, yeah.
And if I had to pick between two streamers who were playing the same game, I would relate more with the man because I'm a guy.
Yeah.
I would understand a lot more than what he's talking about. So I would naturally have that bias towards the guy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, it's completely unintentional.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And so I think that's what people don't understand. So it's not like, oh, you know, she's hot. That's why she's got viewers.
Yeah.
It's like you still got to work just as hard to keep the viewers.
Yeah.
Getting the viewers is not keeping the viewers.
That's it. And when it comes down to it with Twitch, like, yeah, you can get a crazy raid and have 1,000 people watching, but it doesn't mean you're going to get partner. Because those,
they're
people aren't going to come back.
No, like, the next day there might be two people there still.
Yeah, like, exactly.
You have to work out how to keep them.
And it's about building that community and retaining that community that comes back. But yeah, what would you say, just out of curiosity, as someone who does run the very average Thermal Take Australia TikTok that's growing? Hey, we hit 1,000 followers the other day. Woo-hoo. I'm proud of that. Do you think posting every day is necessary to grow on TikTok?
I don't think it's every day. I think consistency is.
Okay.
So don't go like, oh, post one day, 2 days, and then 4 days off.
Yeah.
If you're going to post today and then you're going to post in 2 days, make sure you keep up that same schedule.
All the time.
Yep. So I think it's definitely consistency. If you can post every day, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Once you get live access, don't underestimate a live.
Okay. Like,
TikTok lives go very well.
Yeah.
Even if it's just you working and sitting there talking.
Yeah.
Like, even if there's no one there, it's like people scroll past, they see it. It's just a view.
Right, yeah.
Like, the average watch time for a TikTok view is about 30 seconds on a live.
Oh, wow, okay.
But in, like, let's say the 2 hours I did, I had about 300 average viewers on a TikTok.
Yeah.
It was, like, 90,000 views.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Where on Twitch, that would be, like...
Yeah.
Like, 10,000. Yeah. Max.
Right.
Like, exactly. Nowhere near that. It's just because people scroll, they see it. Oh, like, oh, cool, follow.
Yeah.
That person looks cool, I'll come back to them later. And they keep scrolling. But, yeah, as long as you're consistent, you're kind of, like, you know what you're doing, like, your content is well produced. Like, it's not just, hey, post.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just lazy.
Yeah.
It's like, you got to give people a reason to watch.
Yep.
Yeah.
We work pretty hard for our TikToks as well.
I think that's, like, I think that is, like, the underlying message for all content creation. Like, you give them a reason to watch.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
And give them a reason to come back.
Yeah. And then you'll grow and then you'll come back. And yeah. Damn. Oh, wow. Gotta go back to some TikTok content, yeah. I think. Oh, my gosh.
I like the idea of you sitting and working and just
work live. Work
yeah.
Just
having people come in.
I think, especially with like something like Thermal Take, I think lives will go. Because there's not a lot of PC companies that actually show you what happens.
True.
It's a lot, like, of sitting in front of a computer answering emails.
Yeah.
It is. And dealing with annoying.
But when, like, people find out they have, like, a studio. They're like,
yeah, true.
Why do you have a studio? Do you like do you like build PCs there?
Yeah.
And people get very interested when they see PC parts.
That's true. Oh, give them some industry knowledge there, Jack. Thank you. Yeah. Alrighty. Well, if somehow, I mean, I feel like a lot of people listening to this are probably going to be your people, but if there are some people listening to this who have not gone and seeked out some amazing Jack Buzzer content, where should they go to find you?
Jackbuzzer.com. Got all of my socials there, and it always has my latest YouTube video embedded.
I love that. It's all there. All in the one place.
All there.
Yeah. And you're on Twitter. You're on TikTok.
Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, Instagram. YouTube, Instagram.
You got a great new headshot. Love that.
Yes, I did.
Very nice.
From DreamHack.
Yeah. Very impressive headshot. I was like, damn, I want a cool headshot now.
We'll go downstairs and take one.
Thank you. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jack, for giving us your time. Yes, you're back to the content grind now.
Yep. But, finish off these TikToks and then I'll go play some Destiny.
Yay. Sounds good. All right. Have a good one. And we'll see you another time. We'll see you for the PAX party.
See you at PAX.
It may have already happened by the time this comes out, actually.
Yeah, but when is...
I don't know.
We're very
It's October
ahead.
Sometime.
I mean, we record all of these the day they go out.
They go out live.
No. You're listening live, actually. Whenever you're listening, it's actually live. It's time travel.
Yeah. Anyway.
Rate the podcast.
Oh, yeah, rate the podcast.
Rate the podcast. Share it with your friends. Share it with your friends' friends. Share it with your dog.
Yeah. Five stars.
Five stars. Or 10 stars. Or 30.
Whatever stars you can rate it.
Do
please.
It. Please. Please. We got in the charts once. It was really cool. I want to do
we
that
did.
Again. Please.
Yeah.
It's really exciting.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Okay, thanks. Bye.